And then when I left Chicago, I went to head up some research in a big hospital. And we were studying psychiatric
wards. Yeah.
And a book, we published a book called Psychiatric Ideologies and Institutions.
Mm-hmm.
It came out in 1964. And this was a very elaborate fieldwork study. This is the first fieldwork study that I did.
Mm-hmm.
It's very late, even though I, you know, I studied.
And that was the first fieldwork you did. This was the first fieldwork you did.
Really? Yeah. Well, there was an earlier book called Boys in White.
Yeah.
Which Becker really did.
Yeah, but you are co-author.
Well, Hughes and I set up the study, and Becker really did it with a woman. His name is Blanche Geer, G-E-E-R,
mm-hmm.
And we consulted with it. And I went down to, it was in Kansas, and I went down to Kansas City for 3 months, and I did field work. And then I wrote a long memo for them, which they couldn't use because my style was so different than theirs. It's just different. That was the beginning of grounded theory. I didn't know it, but I was developing this style.
You must speak about that.
And I can tell you what it was, but it was already the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year I started this study.
On psychiatric wards.
Yes, with two of my students, Rue Bucher, B-U-C-H-E-R, and Leonard Schatzman,
mm-hmm.
who's with me here. And I was moving toward grounded theory without knowing it. And what we were doing is we were studying two hospitals. Each hospital had differentiated parts, and we were comparing all of these. And we were also comparing psychiatrists with three different points of view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And nurses who were essentially lay people. And aides were even more like lay people. So all these comparisons built in, and we were juggling all of these. So I was beginning to do grounded theory without knowing it.
Mm-hmm.